Have you had anal?
Yes.
I think that was the... I think we've already inferred this.
Like, accidentally or
yes.
Like... Oh my God, I'm so good at this. All right, accidental anal. Let's talk about it.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Gotta Eat Podcast.
The famed Girls Gotta Eat Podcast.
We got recognized at a party last night.
Multiple times.
By three different people.
Three different people.
For a show where nobody can see our faces.
I know. Well, we put our faces everywhere, let's be real, and our bodies. But no, and one of the women was a bartender, and she's like, I tell all the people at my bar about this. I'm like, yes, girl, keep it coming.
So we are really excited. We have for 2 weeks in a row been the number five comedy podcast in the United States.
Yeah, we just keep moving up and down the charts. We've also been on like the main charts overall, and some of the episodes have been in the episode charts. It's been so exciting, and it's all thanks to you guys.
Thank you guys. So please do us a favor, continue to subscribe to this podcast, put us in your Instagram stories and leave reviews. If you can screenshot that stuff, we will repost you in our Instagram.
Yeah.
It's super exciting for us. We want to be number one by next week.
Or tomorrow, whatever.
Or tomorrow.
Later today.
I'm trying to make
my
parents proud because I quit my job at Amazon to be famous on Instagram.
Don't plug Amazon. You guys, we are coming to you as always from Mouth Media, powered by Sennheiser. We're sitting in here in our comfy chairs.
I love our little studio.
I know, it's so cute.
I feel like I came up so far up in the world. We're only like 14 episodes in.
We were at my apartment last night and we're like, oh, it's like old times where we used to record. Started from the bottom.
So something we were thinking about talking about this week was how we've...
Well, first of all, I need to show you something.
Oh my.
So on the way here, I stopped to get a snack.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you something. You tell me where I got the snack from, okay? I got a granola bar.
Are we playing again?
Ready?
Okay. All right.
It's still coming.
It's still coming.
It's still coming.
Are you going to make a dress out of that receipt
Walk
around your body?
CVS receipt. Are you serious?
Holy shit.
I did the self-checkout, and so it starts to print. I'm like, it's not still printing. It's not fucking still printing. I bought one thing for $2.99. It's my entire wingspan.
You know when people
this
have...
This is 5 feet 10.
You know when people have engagement parties, and you do that, like, you know, let's make a dress out of toilet paper? You
yes.
make an entire dress out of that
it's
receipt.
It's like a sash. Like a, I'm Miss CVS. We'll post this on the Instagram, guys. It's the longest.
Miss CVS Universe.
Can you handle all this receipt?
I don't think I'm ready for that receipt.
Okay, back to the topic.
Speaking of eating, actually, I was hoping something exciting would happen to me this week, and I thought almost I was going to go to bed last night without it happening. It was like 11 p.m., and I'm edging towards it, and I'm like, nothing interesting has happened this week. And then I watched Ashley's dog sexually molest a toy. Let me just explain to you what the toy looks like.
It's a Kong. Any dog owner will know. It's a red Kong.
It's cone-shaped.
Yes.
Ashley puts a little bit of peanut butter inside of it, and there's a hole. And he sat there and, like, raw-dogged that thing with his mouth. It was so savage.
And stared you down the entire time.
Stared me in the eye while he was just, like, going to town on this cone-shaped peanut butter treat.
I look at him, and I was like, oh, my God, look how cute he is. He had it between his paws, and he was just, like, getting in there. And then Raina was like, oh, my God.
Like, nobody has ever, like, eaten me out like that ever. I almost filmed it just so I could, like, when guys come over, I'm like, if you could just mirror what this dog is doing.
Okay, this
toy
is my son, and I feel a little weird about it.
Locked eyes with me the whole time.
It did laugh. You were, I was like, Raina, look away. Look away. You'll never recover.
Oh my God. So I had my thing happen yesterday.
Oh my God. We laugh a lot, but like that was like the hysterical, like sleepover when you were a kid laughter where you're like doubled over. She's just like watching my dog eat out this Kong.
I think my leg started to shake a little. I need to get laid.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway. We want to talk about this week. If you guys have been listening and catching up, a common theme in the last 2 weeks when we've had male guests is, and I mean throughout, but it's been very like the way to get a guy is just like be such a bitch and don't do anything. So, you know, we want to practice what we preach.
I really, like, the hardest thing to do is, like,
take your own advice
about something. And I hear myself giving advice to other girls about what they do. And I think to myself, like, if I could only just take this advice, like, I'd be out here, like, running the world.
Right.
And so I've been really actively practicing what we preach lately.
Yeah, totally. And also, Rain and I, like, we are proud members of the I Don't Give a Fuck Club lately. We're just like, fuck this. Like, we're living our best lives. Like, guys can come in and come and go. We don't really give a fuck. It feels good. It feels good to not be stressed about a guy.
I don't put a lot of emotional weight on stuff recently. I just sort of feel like I'm going to open the door for you to act right. If you don't want to, that's totally fine. Maybe somebody else is more interesting to you or more exciting to you. But, like, I just don't, like, put a lot of emotional energy into it anymore.
And it's, and, like, again, I mean, especially with the Crispy Shorts episode with James, I think that was episode 12, where he was just like, don't do anything. Like, don't do anything. And so I'm not over here trying to, like, say I'm all playing games, but I'm like, let's give it a whirl. I mean, I know that's worked for me in the past. It blows my mind how bitchy I've been to some guys and they just wanted to date me and, like, fully fell in love with me. But I have a story. My friend Jamie, she said I could say her name. She is stunningly beautiful.
And she really is.
She's, yeah.
Beautiful
she's
girl.
She's hard to look at. And
that's how people feel about me. They're like, oh my God, I can't be in the same room as her. She's so beautiful.
And she's newly-ish single. So we've been, like, talking about guys. And, you know, I've been giving her a little advice because I've been single for a little bit longer. And she was talking about this guy that she met a few weeks ago. I think it was around, like, early May, and they met one night. They texted a little bit that night. He was very flirty with her. He was like, you're so beautiful, whatever. And then she hadn't heard from him. He texted her a few days ago and was like, hey, how are you doing? And she sends it to me. She's like, what should I respond? I said, right back, who is this? And she was like, you're sick. I was like, fucking do it. What do you have to lose? Right back, who is this? I swear to God, it'll drive him crazy. And no, she was like, Ashley, we've texted before. I can see the other text. I'm like, doesn't matter.
So what?
He doesn't know your life. Right. He doesn't know if you're deleting texts every day.
Right
back, who is this? She wrote back, who is this? And he goes, ha ha ha, savage or cold as ice or something. And she was like, what now? I was like, a smiley face. I was like, just fuck him up real bad where he doesn't know if you were kidding or not.
You have to.
He doesn't know if you're kidding or you really don't know who the fuck he is. Like, you have that many guys coming after you. And she was like, are you serious? I'm like, give him the smiley face. She gives him the smiley face. He has to reintroduce himself. This guy is so fucked up at this point. He was like, she didn't know who I was. Now I have to reintroduce myself. Tell her where we met.
He screenshots himself at Tiffany buying a ring.
A few texts later, he asked her out for Saturday night. I was like, you're
wrong. Saturday night.
And I was telling Raina, I was like, listen, she kind of gave me a vibe on this guy. Total, like, finance fuckboy type. I'm sure he's wearing, like, a Patagonia vest over a dress shirt as we speak.
His name's Chad.
His name's definitely Chad or Trevor or something like that. So I was like, you can't not act like that with those guys. You have to play it like that.
With those guys especially.
Right.
The trick is to always make them sort of unsure. Like,
with that, you can't.
Am I going to show up for the date? Am I going to show up to our wedding? You're like at the altar, like, you know, just they're a little unsure if you're showing up or
always
not.
Always keep them on their toes. Leave those vows on red.
Leave those vows on red.
And just to shout out, you know, our favorite line as of late is Cardi B, leave his text on red, leave his balls on blue. Just do it.
Ashley wakes up in the middle of the night just to text it to me. But I'm just trying to, you know, I've self-assessed what is sort of wrong with me in relationships. And my number one issue, I'm sure everybody that's dated me could give you a laundry list, but I would say my main issue is I'm too available to the people that I date. Because I work for myself, I'm available to text all day long. I can go out with you pretty much any night of the week. I'll move plans around. If I really like you, I'll always move plans around. And, like, that's not a good thing. That doesn't make people, like, fall over themselves for you. And so I met somebody that I kind of like, and we'll see. But
TBD.
I'm practicing self-control this week and not being so available, not responding every single time you text me. And we'll see.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I fucking hate games. Like, I don't want to play games. I don't want to have to sit and manipulate and think about how I'm going to play something. But I just think naturally, stay busy, don't give so much of a fuck. And that naturally you come across as hard to get and less available. And then I think once you get in a relationship and you're committed and you're falling in love, I mean, whatever. I'll hang out with somebody, like, every minute of the day. You know, like, I don't want to have to play games forever. Let's be clear.
I need attention every second of every day.
Like, once you get that vulnerable space, you're good.
Just a couple weeks because
I say 3 weeks.
3 weeks. I just think, like, and I mean, think about it in the reverse. Like, I wouldn't like it if somebody was
we don't like it
constantly available to me every second either. What are you doing? I think it should be comfortable. So I need to, like, practice what I preach. And so I'm practicing that this week, just not being as available.
Q2 Raina.
Q2 Raina is hard to get.
2018 Q2 Raina. Q2 cannot nail that bitch down.
So maybe in 3 weeks I'll have a new boyfriend.
Yes. So yeah, play hard to get for 3 weeks, ladies.
What episode is this? First. Episode 14? Episode 17. I'm gonna be wifed up.
Goals.
Anyways, again, guys, please remember to subscribe and leave a review. We really, really appreciate it. And we are super excited to get into this week. We have in the studio Jeremy Jacobowitz from the mega food sensation Brunch Boys.
Brunch Boys, yeah. In the house.
You got all the Brunch Boys here.
All one of you. Jeremy has almost 500,000 followers on social media.
Mm-hmm. Close to that.
Yeah. So welcome to the studio.
It is very fancy.
It is fancy,
it's
right?
Nice. Oh, yeah. Like big microphones and chairs are pretty comfy.
Is this the best podcast ever?
Raina brought salmon into the studio.
Well, you know, you need a little crafty table. I appreciate it.
This is Girls Gotta Eat.
I brought in a pastry. Raina's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to eat some salmon.
From a bodega.
It looks good. I'll give you that.
Would you Instagram my bodega salmon?
I don't even Instagram my own salmon, so it's going to be a hard pass.
Okay. So, just to kick it off, I want to hear...
Are you guys anti-salmon? What the
fuck? No, I eat salmon every day. I'm just saying that, you know, like, it's not the prettiest thing always to post about.
Gotcha.
Maybe lean, like, lox form on a bagel.
Ooh.
But not, like, whatever Ooh. You're eating over there.
Bodega salmon?
Way to kick it off.
Sorry, guys.
We have to keep it on brand.
Jeremy, I want to hear where you are from, how old are you, and what do you do?
Right. So I am 30 years old. I'm from New York. I've never lived anywhere else. I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Westchester. I went to NYU. 30 years just around New York City. And yeah, I mean, I run Brunch Boys full time. The way I look at it is I am a producer. So I was a TV producer. I worked in sports TV and then food TV. And that's truly the way I view it now. I go to restaurants and I highlight their dishes and photos and videos and I create content. And it used to be for Food Network and now it's for Brunch Boys for over 2.5 years now.
He's mega talented. He's being modest. He's food videos and the production value is 100 all the time.
Who did you work for at the Food Network?
Well, I started out my first, pretty much when I left sports TV, I was like, I want to do anything else on TV. I just didn't want to do that anymore. And ended up on a little show called Worst Cooks in America.
Aww,
and I met Bobby Flay there, and then I was his PA for over 2 years. So that was really my intro into the food world, was just literally we went around the country for a couple of years just following him around and doing everything for him.
I can tell Raina's turned on that you mentioned Bobby Flay. She's shifting in her seat. She feels a tingle down there.
I do want to talk about Bobby. What is Bobby Flay's favorite breakfast?
What, that you could make him after he goes fuck? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, what other information do I need?
No. She's asking that because one of my responsibilities every single day was to make him breakfast.
Oh, okay.
And he ate the same thing every single day. It was Greek yogurt with fresh berries and like just the perfect amount of honey. And that was my job to make sure it was on point every day. And he'd make fun of me all the time because we'd be in like hotels around the country and like he didn't necessarily always have sinks because like we were cheap and like we got him as good of a room as we could. But so like I would literally be in his bathroom washing berries in the morning.
Raina's like, I'll wash his berries.
That could be you.
Washing Bobby's berries.
Drizzle a little honey on him. Oh, Bobby.
Drizzle some honey on those berries. Oh, God.
So, Jeremy, you're a good-looking adult male, successful.
Tall. Yeah. Maybe not adult.
Do I like him or is he just tall? I love that meme.
Jeremy is 6'4", so he is... tall.
All the ladies are like, I'm sorry, what? 6 foot four.
And a Jew. A 6 foot Jew. Oh, I feel like I get that a lot. That like, oh my God, you're Jewish and 6 foot. I'm like, to me, like, that's my whole life. So it doesn't seem shocking to me. But yeah, people like,
that is rare, right?
Say that. Yeah.
I would fuck you. No.
Okay. Off limits.
Anyway, so, all right, well, tell all the ladies out there, are you single?
Yes, I'm single.
I feel so full of shit interviewing you because I know all these things about you.
I'll take it from here.
I mean, if you follow me too, like, you know that, A, because, like, not that it's, like, always part of my stories, but at this point, I've done sponsored posts for every single, like, dating app there is.
Yeah.
And so all of them, I am constantly talking about being single and those things.
Just really quickly off topic, do you use all of them?
Yeah, no, I legitimately use them.
Do you have a fave? Who pays you the most?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's always like, which is the fave? It's like, I don't know, whichever ones, like, you find hotter girls on. I think right now, Bumble's probably still like, where would you find the hottest girls?
I look through my guy friend's Bumble and I'm like, oh, fuck this. I can't be on this avenue. Yeah. They're so hot.
Hinge has made a nice comeback. Hinge like redid the whole thing and Hinge is now pretty solid. And
I've been hinging.
Yeah, Hinge is good.
We don't want to give them too much because we want them to pay us to talk about them, but like, I've been feeling it. I feel like the influencers brought it back.
We did it. Yeah, we did posts for
Hinge. You're welcome, Hinge. You're welcome, Hinge. Okay, now we're talking about Hinge. Till we get a check.
Yeah, maybe I should let you interview Jeremy more because I feel like I'm so far up Jeremy's ass. So like, Jeremy takes like one breath and I'm like, right. What are you breathing? What are you doing?
I know. I met Jeremy briefly at a press dinner, but then we were all together in Aruba when I met Arena.
Yeah. So I forgot that's how
I was
we
like,
met.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we met for the, but we met all the three of us in Aruba. Yeah. And Arena does get a little territorial. If I was like off talking to Jeremy, she'd be like, what are you guys talking about? What are you guys doing? What's going on? So you're single, like, just dating?
Yeah, I mean, dating's hard just because, like, I mean, I just don't have a lot of time for anything, and it's always sort of been my issue. Like, working in TV, I certainly didn't have any time, and now, like, at least have the option to have time, but it's still really hard. I think people don't understand. I think people look at what I do, and they're like, you post about food. You should be, like, right. Why don't you have time to go on dates every second? And it's like, I don't know, my job is a 24/7 job and I'll like go through spurts. I'm like, okay, my schedule looks okay this week. Let me do that. But I also never know how I feel. Like I could, you know, have shoots all day and be editing all day. Like, and then the last thing I want to do is just like,
right,
go on a date with some girl I swiped on. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah. So like, you would make time for the right person, right? You think?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Like you, yes, you would want to, but it's hard no matter what to find time. Yeah.
And but Raina and I have talked about this before. It's also, it works out. You can also use it as an excuse. When you're like running your own business, you can always be like, oh, I got to work. If you don't like,
you know,
want to go out.
I don't know,
because
I don't think people understand what I do. I think in TV it was a little easier where I'm like, I'm on set for 18 hours. Of course. You know what I mean? Like, I just work 8 days straight in TV. Of course. When it's your own business, they're like, well, just don't work. And I'm like, well,
true.
Unless
yeah.
you do that every day and you realize what it takes, I don't think you understand. You're like, it's your own business. Don't work.
So if you're not like out on the prowl or on dating, apps, talk to me about how you meet girls. Do they slide into your DMs?
Yes. Instagram is a fantastic dating app.
Oh, we know. Episode one. Everybody look back.
Check the archives.
Thank you.
What do people say to you when they slide into your DMs?
People just send me like emojis on dating apps too. Like, especially
like the eggplant and then the water droplets?
No, not that. But like on Bumble, because the girls have to go first. So like obviously they're forced to do it. They'll send me like a Giphy or something of like, I don't know, like Drake winking. God knows what it is. I don't know. If that person is cute, you're going to respond. It doesn't matter what the hell they say to you.
It's not creepy if they're hot. Nothing is creepy if they're hot.
Yes,
do you ever 100%. Have like... Do you ever have anybody slide in with like a food pun? Like, I'd like to drizzle some honey on those berries.
No, it's much more like, oh, like we should get brunch. I'm like, oh God, like I don't even have time. Like I really, like I don't even see my friends for brunch. We could work our way up to that, but sure.
Are you, I go to brunch with you for 5 hours.
Yeah, well,
just right now.
I have more friends.
You have
just
friends
you, it's
besides
hard.
Me?
Yes.
So let's get into it. What was your last relationship?
It's always good when you genuinely can't remember.
It was like 8 or 9 years ago. My only relationship. Pretty, I mean, I guess it's how you define a relationship. It's the only person I'd ever consider that we were like truly dating or truly like a girlfriend was that girl.
Okay.
And who was this girl?
She was sort of some sort of fame, I guess.
Okay.
Was like a model, a photographer, like did some wrestling stuff. I was working in wrestling.
Just gloss over that. I think it's so fascinating. You dated like a WWE wrestler?
No. Let's not go that far.
Not a diva.
No. She was attempting to be. So she wasn't even at the time. When I met her, she wasn't at the time. And I happened to be working for WWE at the time, the wrestling company. And that was like a shared interest we had. And she was like, oh, maybe I could do this. And she just like bounced around, she was very talented, but could never find one thing to focus her attention on. And I just thought like, okay, well, if you want to do that, like there obviously is a lot of money in it. And like, and I sort of, you know, I pushed her into it. I wasn't not supportive at all. I thought, you know, like do it. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
You were like, all of
that. She didn't make it that far. I mean, she married a wrestler, so I guess it all worked out for her anyway.
That's so funny. And I, you know, I knew this. We talked about this when we were all living it up in Aruba. And I was like, Jeremy's ex is a WWE diva. I mean, obviously.
If you're going to have one relationship only, it might as well be that, right?
Yeah.
Like, this girl is like, she's crazy hot.
She was like in Playboy and Maxim and like.
Oh, Cash. Now it all comes out. Yeah. Okay. Like,
you're going to give up your singleness for somebody. It might as well be that girl.
That is so, like, I can't imagine dating a guy and then like that's his ex, you know? It's like, oh, right, my like, ex is they just have totally to be been worse, in Playboy.
Yeah, they have to be worse looking than you, right? So you can make fun of them. If they're in Playboy, you're just like, I don't know where to go.
I can't imagine that. Like, I'm dating a guy and his ex was in Maxim and Playboy. I mean, that's just like,
really? I don't know. I don't think about it that way. And maybe for girls, they think about it differently. I'm just like, oh, just another girl, you know?
Yeah.
So what kind of girls do you go for now?
So the running line, this is what I always get in trouble for. Because always I'm always like, I don't know, like a little skinny brunette girl. But it's just like huge generalization.
I'm going to leave and go dye my hair brown right now.
Oh my God.
Lose like, 30 pounds.
It's a huge generalization because like, A, I'm 6'4", so everyone is a little skinny brunette girl to me. You know yeah. what I mean? Like except that doesn't me. Really mean anything.
Thank God he's not going to sleep with you.
So yeah, I mean, I think more just like, you know, I go off of vibes a lot more than anything. I think like, you know, I like someone creative. I think that like that drive is something I have. And I think that if you're not creative and you don't see what I'm doing, I just think it's going to be a struggle. And I think that if you're every day is something that's so not creative in what you do, you're just never going to, you're never going to be able to match mentally. I think that's hard. So I do look yeah. for that, you know.
Do you like a, are you attracted to the like entrepreneurial type person that's kind of doing their own thing?
I don't know that necessarily, but I do think I'm attracted to someone that like is motivated.
Right.
And I think like also sort of getting back to what they do, if they're in a job where just like, they don't know what they want. They don't have much drive. I think all of that is just going to lead to a downfall. Cause it's just like, that's all I do every day is like being like having that drive and being creative and thinking about what's next. And I think that I want someone to share that same passion of what they want in their own life. So it doesn't mean they have to be an entrepreneur in any way, but it just means that they want like work takes precedence over well,
and I hear this a lot. Guys don't necessarily need a girl like Raina or me, like an alpha entrepreneur running their own business type of woman, but they want them to be passionate about something. Right. And I think guys can go a long time on looks. Like guys can be with girls for on sex and looks for a long time. And then they're just like, wait a minute, what else is there? And I hear that over and over. Yeah. Like even if it's not their career necessarily, it's something that they're yeah. like passionate about. And I just feel like that guys find that really attractive.
I mean, did you find that way in that, I'm not going to say what jobs it is because it's sort of mean, but like when I'm on the apps and I see girls have a certain type of jobs, I will automatically swipe no.
Okay. And that's the kind of job that's like a 9-to-5, I leave it at work, sort of like it doesn't affect my life kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, sort of. I just think that like, yeah, like that lifestyle is, I don't think it would match well. And I just don't bother.
Would you date like an Instagram model? Like an actual like that?
Sure, they all have drive, right?
That's true.
They want to be famous?
I think that would be a match made in heaven. Jeremy makes me take so many photos of him and I make him take photos of me. Like if you met like an Instagram model.
Yeah, but they don't take any photos for the most part. They have someone else taking their photos. That doesn't help me.
Would you take your girlfriend's photos?
I mean, I take everyone else's photos in my life, so I might as well.
We met Jeremy this morning, Raina was like, do you have your camera?
He walked in, he was like, hey, good morning, guys. I was like, did you bring the camera?
First things first.
Yeah, so yeah, I think as part of it, I mean, listen, I love taking photos. It is fun for me. Like, it would be nice to take photos of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
So if a young lady slid into your DMs, what's a good way to get your attention?
He's like, God damn it. Now that's all he's going to get.
No, because I think like it
oh, well, poor Jeremy. A bunch of girls sliding to his DM.
A bunch of hot skinny brunettes sliding in.
Well, that's what's funny. I did another podcast and I said the same thing. And I got so many messages being like, I'm a little skinny brunette girl. I'm like, oh, I know. Like, yes. But like, it was a huge generalization.
But you're not half Asian. And that's the problem.
Well, there you go. You know, if you want to be like a half Asian, half Jew, that works also.
Here it is. It's all coming out. He's like, you know, I have a very specific type. So.
Well, you know.
That's what you slide in with.
No, it's whatever. I think, like, it sort of goes back to the same thing on the dating apps. Like, it doesn't really matter what you say. Like,
true.
Well, here's what's funny is I get so many, I'll get a lot of them, and their profiles are private. I'm like, how am I supposed to respond to this? I don't even know what you look like.
Right.
And I have to follow you
send
just to
pics.
See. Yeah, I know, really, but it's like, and then, like, it's awkward, because sometimes it's like, all right, well, like, do you want, like, oh, I can see the little tiny thing. I'm like, they look kind of cute. Maybe I should just follow them so I can look at their photos. And you look at their photos and they're like, oh, not so cute. And then, like, oh, they saw that you follow them and saw the message. And it's like, It's just too much. It's too much trouble. Yeah. So I'm like, I just won't even respond sometimes.
Do you want to know what's the wildest thing to me? we haven't addressed this yet. On dating apps, that someone lists their Instagram handle and it's private. Like, that is so wild.
Yes,
that
I would see. You know why? Because it's a game for them to get followers.
That's
100%.
Can you imagine, like, you see a random person on Bumble and they list their Instagram handle and you request to follow them? I would never.
No, because I'll see it. I'll see girls' profile being like, oh, if I don't message you here, just follow me and DM me. They're only looking for followers.
And they're private, though. That's what's... It's
because they want you to follow them.
It's so weird.
I think it's brilliant. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to make my thing private right now so people will follow me. 100 Jews on Instagram. Okay, so have you gone out with girls that slid into your DM?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to share a story?
You clearly have a story in mind.
I don't actually. If you...
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I think like...
You want to talk about the most recent one?
I'm just watching Raina. Oh, she's like...
No.
Are we being PC? Are we being PC about fucking girls that slid into your DMs?
You didn't ask that.
Have you fucked anybody that slid into your DMs?
Yes.
Here we go. Now we're rolling. In a different city? Is that what...
Yeah, New York, different cities, whatever.
Also, by the way, I'm just saying, Raina and Jeremy have a very funny, flirty relationship. Like, Raina shamelessly hits it on him.
Yeah, it's only one side.
It's only funny to me. Jeremy leaves brunch and I'm like, bye, I miss you already. I love you so much. I'm like screaming down the street and he's just like,
Every time I bring up Jeremy's name, Raina goes, I love him so much. And I'm like, I know that. I'm aware. Bitch.
I can still sit here like an adult and listen to you talk about fucking other girls. I'll be fine.
She's totally mature.
See?
Okay, so you've slept with girls. Is there something somebody's done that's like really crazy on a date when they slid into your DMs?
No, not from signing DMs. And I always say this too, like, I just find that like, you know, the dates, whenever it's like, how are the dates and how you go on a date with all these girls? And it's like, for the most part, I just find them kind of boring. They're not so exciting all the time. Like, I think guys see that experience of like, what was wrong? Like, my mom asked me all the time, like, what was wrong with the girl you went out with? I'm like, nothing was wrong. It just like didn't click.
She was nice.
Yeah. And worst adjective ever. Girls go out with guys and guys are fucking lunatics. So they have these crazy wild stories. Like, I showed up to the bar and he just like immediately took his pants off. Like, that is something that wouldn't surprise me a guy doing, because guys are idiots and crazy. Or a girl wouldn't do that on her first date. They're crazy in another way. You know, they're
later
like,
down the road.
Yeah, later down the road. They can hide it. Yeah. Guys are just like, here it is, whatever.
You shared this with me before, and I think it's a really interesting...
We talked about this one day at brunch, where we were talking about crazy date stories, and Jeremy made such this great point of, like, girls have so many more wild first, second crazy date stories because guys are lunatics. Like you said, girls really hold it in. They get crazy later. Because guys make girls crazy.
Right? Every day, Jeremy's Jerry's like, I don't know, it's fine. We went out, I bought her a drink, she had sex with me, she went home. I don't know. There's like nothing
they
else.
They do not all go like that. But yeah, but, yeah, but they're just the more ones. Like, but it's like, what was wrong with them? Nothing. Just like, you know, it's a fine date. Whatever.
How do you feel about somebody sleeping with you on a first date?
I don't think one way or the other about it.
Well, and were we talking about this right now? Was this something you were telling me about, Jeremy? You had gone on like two dates, but you hadn't slept together yet.
Yes,
and you were like not wanting to go there because it was someone you weren't interested in.
We were talking about going on a third date what like sleeping together on a third date means to the girl.
My point wasn't even sleeping. I just think the third date is just like that you're in it at that point.
It's, I kind of
you know
agree.
What I mean? Like, you're going to have some conversation, not about like, oh, are we dating? But you're going to, if you go on a third date and then don't want to see them again, you're going to have some conversation. And to me, like, you're still in like a good ballpark of two dates. Like, you could like sort of half ghost them and it's still acceptable. Third date's like, oh God, third dates could be like a month in also of my schedule. So it's like, all right, we've been going on dates for a month, three dates. Like, that's something else to me, you know?
I think this third date thing is really interesting, and I agree. Like, okay, so did you ghost her after the second date?
No matter who you're talking about, probably yes. Well, I don't think there's anyone specifically I'm even thinking of, but yeah, probably. I mean, it rarely gets to that anyway, but considering that I can't remember going on a third date with someone, yes, the answer is yes.
Well, I totally think this third date thing is so real because that's why you hear people say give them a second chance. You don't hear people running around saying give them a third chance. Yeah. Like, we all go out with somebody once, we, you know, our moms or whoever, like, oh, come on, give them a second chance. They could have had an off night, blah, 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 blah. Right. And you give them the second chance. So then it's like, you should be able to decide. You should be able to decide, like, 100%. Is this somebody I see as like a girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, fuck buddy, or is this someone I never want to talk to again? So I think that's like a very, between that second and third date.
Yeah.
Defining.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's something that makes you like a good guy, is that you're actually conscious of this. You're like, okay, if I walk into this third date, like,
and then fuck this girl.
Yeah. Right. Yes. I could. Yes, exactly.
And like, then that's you could have.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's going to make the ghost way harder. I'm just kidding.
Right. Yeah. I think that's something that makes you a good guy, is when you're actually conscious of the fact that, like, I'm going to have a conversation with this person if I continue this. So yeah. I'm just not going to.
Yeah. 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 I think I look at it that way. Like, you could string people along all you want, or you could just be like, you know what? There's, I don't know, there's other things in life to do.
So we kind of were talking about food and dates and all this stuff. And I know you get asked this question a lot. Like, how do you manage this incessant being surrounded by food? You're a fit guy. You look great. 6'4", remember, ladies. and what's the deal? Like, why are you not 800 pounds? What's
right. Yeah. No, this is a question I get every single day. I honestly, I'll get DMs about it every day. People comment on my photos every day. And I will literally get stopped on the street and ask this question.
Right.
That's like, at this point, it's a number one question I probably get. I think a lot of it is just trying to eat healthy around my meals. Like, I don't use these shoots and these comp foods as my meals. And I think that's a big difference in my perspective of what I do. And I think just like trying to stay healthy and working out. I probably work out like 4 to 5 times a week. I really try and, I mean, I enjoy working out. So it's not like a struggle every morning of waking up and be like, ugh, I have to work out. I enjoy it. It's like it's a good way for me to start my day, but it is a conscious decision of, oh shit, I have to eat so much food today. Like, I'll just feel, it's almost more mental than anything. Like, right. I will feel better about myself if I work out.
Jeremy's very fit. He's wearing a tight, teeny t-shirt. Looks great. But have you always been this fit? Like, what?
I think that's what's funny, is my life is very ironic. When I was in sports TV and majority of my life, like, I was close to being obese. Like, I lost,
oh my gosh,
lost 100 pounds before working in food, which is crazy. And I think like that's sort of always
taking a minute to process
too.
That that's like a crazy thing.
Well, it's right. One of the first things he ever shared with me when I met him like 3 years ago, and I was like, wow, this is like a really interesting dynamic person, because like you grow up in this one way and then you dive directly into this thing for professionally.
Yeah.
That you sort of worked so hard to get away from was all this eating.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think well, I think like part of it is, well, one, just sort of going back to it, like, it's funny, like, I will see photos, like, they'll pop up on Facebook or something, and I don't recognize the person.
For sure.
I don't
it's
recognize
the person. It's a whole person that you lost.
It was almost like a mental jump, too, because it all happened at once, where, like, that girlfriend that I had, we broke up, I left sports TV, and I moved into food TV, and within that 6-month period is when I lost 100 pounds.
So, too. Actual breakup diet?
Like. Sort of, like, you know what's funny is I sort of started the diet before the breakup, but like, uh-huh. It was out of tent anyway, so it wasn't at the forefront, but I'm sure it was on my mind anyway. It wasn't like a fuck this girl, I'm gonna lose weight and show her. None of that was on my mind at all. It was just like, okay, here's a moment in my life when I could change things.
Right.
I changed my girlfriend, I changed my job, and changed my physical appearance.
Wow.
But it all happened at once, where it's like it really was a divide in my life, and it's almost hard for me to think about things before that too. And I think too, like, you make fun of me all the time about Bobby, but that all happens at once, and I sort of associate like my life of like, okay, pre all that shit, and then after, and immediately after is when I started working with Bobby, and it's a completely different part of my life. So mentally, it just meant so much more to me that way. You know what I mean? Like, it was that time and place.
There was before Bobby and after Bobby.
That's exactly it, 100%.
Thank you for sharing that. I find it find it really interesting. ABB. And I honestly, like, this, when someone says I lost 100 pounds, like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, right, I have to know everything.
I haven't even lost 5. So how do you lose 100 pounds?
Right. It was a mixture.
That's the title of the episode. How to lose 100 pounds.
It was hard. So I went to, this all sort of leads together. It's funny. So what happened is I went to a dietitian, and I was on a crazy strict diet of these shakes and bars. And just like a very basic chopped salad, and ate that every single day for 6 months straight, and it was working out every day too. So it'd be I was still at WWE when I started, and it was only part time there. So it'd be done by 3:00. So I'd leave WWE, go to the gym for 3 hours every day, and I ate just these shakes and bars pretty much for every single meal. I didn't eat any food, but what happened was that I've always loved food. I've always had a passion for food. I cooked when I was little and all that stuff. And I really got into food TV that way, because the only way for me to satiate myself was to watch food TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of the thinking of, like, I really fell in love with it even more. And I think what I'm happy about most is I think when people go on diets like that, a couple things can happen. A, you could stop the diet immediately and you sort of fall back to where you were, which happens a lot. It's hard. And I've put back on some weight, but like not even close to what it was.
Oh, God, no.
And I think two, or you could go to the other extreme, which is where you can never have a healthy relationship with food again.
It's like an addict. Like we talk about this. Because like it was scary.
When I started first eating food again, it was terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying. And I think what I'm happy is that I've been able to have this amazing relationship with food still, but realizing that I need to have the balance of stuff where it's like, okay, we're going to go shoot this cheeseburger today. Cool. I'm going to go eat some hard-boiled eggs for breakfast and like try and fill up on that stuff. You know what I mean?
It's like warming my heart. Like, I'm so happy you found this balance and you lost all this weight. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. I didn't know we were going to delve into this like weight loss story. I love it.
I think it's beautiful. And I really appreciate you being so generous with the information because I know that like, you know, you can lose weight and look amazing, but this stuff stays with you forever.
Yeah, 100%.
And does that still, I mean, affect your self-perception or even dating at all? Like, do you still sometimes like feel those insecurities from when you were larger?
I think when people tell me like, oh, you're fit and skinny, I'm like, I don't see that at all.
Right.
I don't see that. I see it compared to what I was, I guess, but I still don't see it. So I sort of like just sort of chuckle to myself like, huh, okay, sure. You know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you for sharing that. I think I think people would be like blown away to know this.
Let's back up really quick because when you were nearly obese, like you said, and 100 pounds overweight, you were dating this hot model?
Yes. Like, so you put the timeline together. All the weight loss happened afterwards.
That obviously wasn't an issue. So like, did you have trouble getting girls? I guess not. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first girl I slept with. That was the first girlfriend.
Oh, it was. Okay. Gotcha. Because sometimes, I don't know. Here's the thing that I think, I hope I don't offend anybody. Sometimes I feel like guys that used to be overweight, like when they felt like I can't get girls and they like make up for lost time, like they lose a bunch of weight and they're like, I gotta fuck everybody. Like, did you feel like that at all?
No, not really, because it's still, honestly, the mental part of it took way longer than the physical part of it, where I didn't lose weight and then all of a sudden have confidence. You know what I mean? That took years to gain afterwards, and still barely, but much more than I had.
Yeah.
You're smiling at me.
Salmon's over there.
Pass me that salmon, girl. Okay.
The whole room smells. I had to apologize to the whole studio when we got here. Like, sorry, guys. I'm going to make your whole studio smell like old fish from a bodega. No, what I want to do is lighten this shit up and play a game.
We always like to end with a game.
We're going to play a new game. Jeremy is our first player. This week we are playing.
What do I win?
The salmon
to beat.
We saved you some salmon scraps.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, this week we are playing Plead the Fifth. So Ashley and I have come up with a ton of questions that nobody should ever ask anybody, really. Mm. And you can answer them or plead the fifth.
Okie dokie.
But if you plead the fifth, it's like we're just going to infer the answer on our own. Right. Like, oh, yeah, he's totally done that. What. Yeah, it's a lose-lose. We like to call it, let's call the game lose-lose.
Should we like ease in with some like comfortable casual questions?
Ease in? Yeah, let's talk about anal.
That is casual.
Speaking
for me.
Of easing in.
Okay. Do guys like anal or is this something that their friends have told them to like pretend that they like?
There is like a mental handicap about it where I don't understand like just like, oh, like that's what you want. It seems sort of weird to me.
All for a man.
Yeah. For me personally, I don't know. Sure, as a man. But I don't think it felt bad. I just think it is a mental thing of like, oh, like it's, when I think about it now, it's like, oh, but it still felt good. But it's still like, it's not like, oh, yeah, man, like that's what I want, bro. Like that's odd to me.
So you don't like keep like lube next to your bed just in case?
No.
Have you had anal?
Yes.
I think that was the end. I think we already inferred this.
Like accidentally or
yes.
Like oh my God, I'm so good at this. All right, accidental anal. Let's talk about it.
Nobody likes that. There's no such thing as accidental anal. I mean,
you're very
maybe
drunk. It's very dark. I don't know.
Maybe other girls are more loosened like, up around
like,
their
you didn't necessarily notice, and it's like it was like, oh no, that's what's happening. I was like, Karina's oh, okay.
I feel like I'm getting like a weird twitch. Like nobody accidentally slides into my butthole. It's not that blown out. That's crazy. Okay, what is the craziest place you have ever had sex?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't get turned on by that stuff. That was my ex did, and I never got it. I never understood it.
Where does she want to have sex?
I don't know. Everywhere.
She was like, "This is so crazy. Like, let's do it in the back of this CVS."
Yeah, stuff like that. And I was just like, that only made me more uncomfortable and made me not want to.
Really?
Well, that doesn't turn me
on.
Doesn't
do it for you.
Like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's like the thing of like someone's going to catch you or this is different and wild. I'm like, that doesn't do it for me. I don't know.
Have you ever thought about someone else while you were having sex with a different person?
Yes.
Okay, how does that work? Like, are your eyes closed? You're visualizing someone else? Like, I don't know.
I don't really remember specifically, but yes.
She's like, I don't remember who you were, but I definitely was thinking about somebody else. Raina's like, he was thinking about me. Sorry, ladies. I'm always on Jeremy's mind. How do you feel about dirty pics? Sending them and receiving them?
I mean, it depends, I guess.
Have you sent a dick pic before?
Only to my girlfriend.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
My theory is that guys only send dick pics so that they can get pictures back
in return. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you just said to your man, like, I don't want these, I'm sure they'd be like, great, that's less work for me. I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on food in the bedroom? Do you keep the two separate? Do you like to combine your two passions?
Two separate. If anything, it would be more like George Costanza on Seinfeld, where, like, he had a deli sandwich next to it, so he just, like, was ravenously hungry and could eat bread afterwards.
We talk about this room service. That's why we love hotel sex.
Oh my God,
you just,
I
like,
love
pick
it.
Up the phone and you're like, hey, can I get a sandwich?
Have you ever been with a girl that squirts?
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to?
How would you feel about it if it happened?
I don't know. I don't want any of that.
It's not for you.
No.
Okay. Do you prefer to masturbate in bed or in the shower?
Not in the shower. That's messy.
What?
It's more messy in the shower than it is in bed?
Yeah, of course it is.
Why? You just, like, squirt it out, and then you just, like, finish showering.
It's not... It doesn't always work. You gotta, like, clean the fucking tub then.
Oh.
It doesn't just go down a drain. It's gonna be somewhere.
Isn't it somewhere when you... Like, if you're in your bed?
You put it somewhere.
I see. Okay.
Ashley looks so uncomfortable. No, that's what I mean. I'm not sure why Ashley is the one that's uncomfortable.
Okay, fine, I'll ask a question. Showers hurt too. All the water, it's not always so great.
You call your super, you're like, hey, I think I have a cum build up.
Okay. What's your favorite sex position?
I don't know. I go back and forth. I think it depends on the girl too.
Accidental anal.
Yeah. It's like I am tall, so I think it does, like, that's actually pretty much the only time I realize when people are short or tall or like whatever I'm sex with them, because the things feel differently and things, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's right, when I'm like, oh, you're short. Oh, you're tall. Like, that's when I notice it. I didn't notice it at all before that.
Jeremy might be able to fuck you on the kitchen counter. Remember you were saying you can't make it happen?
I'm not into that. You know what my problem is with being fucked on the kitchen counter, too, is your ass is so firmly planted. I can't be mobile in this situation. Yeah, like, I'm like, not fucking back.
It's such a good, yeah, that's such a good call.
I gotta, like, put my hands behind my hips and, like, thrust myself up every time.
You don't have strength. That kind of arm strength. You don't even work
core.
Out.
No, more your
no,
core.
Fuck no.
Core strength, arm
yeah,
strength.
Core strength.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any strength whatsoever. Nobody can fuck me on a countertop.
Raina's, like, never done a tricep dip in her life. She's like, I can't, don't know what to do.
I don't
counter.
Even know what that is. Means. All right, guys, we are going to wrap up for the day. I want to thank Jeremy for joining us. Please follow him on Instagram at Brunch Boys for all of your food porn needs.
And, yes. And YouTube and website and Facebook and my personal account at Jeremy Jacobowitz. If you want to follow me there, a whole boatload of content. This is why I have no time to date.
If you want to slide into his DMs, please be a half Jewish, half Asian female and know that I will also hunt you down. So best of luck, ladies.
We'll be screening you bitches, all of you. Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And again, as always, Girls Gotta Eat, follow us as well. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, not on Snapchat.
We don't know what Snapchat is.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.